Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Psachim 70, talking about joy and celebration a little bit. The Chagiga for the 14th, if one has set aside this offering on Erev Pesach but delayed bringing it until the following day, Ben Tamik concludes his teaching in the Gemara, one can fulfill his obligation of joy, Shalmei Simcha, with this animal, but he cannot fulfill his obligation of celebration, offering the Chagiga of the 15th with this animal. The notes point out in the Article Talmud, since offering of the Shalmei Chagiga during the festival is mandatory, it is governed by the general rule, called Dover Shebechova, Inaba Ella Min Hachulin. Any mandatory offering may come only from unconsecrated property. The Shalmei Chagiga thus must consist of an animal directly consecrated for that purpose. The obligation may not be fulfilled by offering an animal previously consecrated for something else, as the Chagiga of the 14th, for example, Rashi points out. The idea here being thinking about how we bring animals for different purposes, especially in the olden days, for joy, for celebration, and for other things. But in our own lives, we should realize we have an obligation of joy. We have an obligation of celebration. Even if it's difficult and life throws us really harsh things, really tragic things, of course, everything Hashem sends us is for the best, for the good, it still can feel tragic, it still can feel sad. We still have to realize we have an obligation of joy. A person is supposed to be tamid b'simcha, always happy, always joyful. And a person is always supposed to have simcha in his life and celebration. And we should do that in our lives every day. But of course, at the major life events, there's simcha with an engagement and weddings and having kids and bar mitzvahs and all those wonderful things. But in general, how could we bring celebration into our lives? Every Shabbos is a time for celebration. Every Yom Tov is a time for celebration. But even if in our days, regular, quote-unquote regular days, there could be celebration, and we should have joy in all of our lives every single day, looking forward to things, being happy about things, bringing joy and celebration into our lives. Remember the obligation of joy and the obligation of celebration as much as we can in all of our days within every single day. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 71 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.